There is a fascinating natural phenomenon happening, the simultaneous emergence of two broods of cicadas after more than 200 years. And you got brood 19, that's known as the Great Southern Brood, and then you have brood 13, that's known as the Northern Illinois Brood. They're set to emerge from the ground simultaneously, creating this rare and remarkable event. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to shed some light on the behavior and significance of these fascinating insects is Hannah Burek. She's professor and chair in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the factors that's contributing to this event, and why is it so significant?
Well, one of the reasons it's so significant is it's really uncommon to have two broods of cicadas emerge at the same time. So one of the broods that's emerging, the Great Southern Brood that you mentioned, is a 13-year cicada. That means they stay underground as immature stages for 13 years and then come up for one super month in the summer 13 years later. And then the Northern Illinois Brood is a 17-year cicada brood, and those come up every 17 years to mate, lay eggs, and then go back underground.
The term brood just makes it sound worse.
I know. It's not great PR. It's not the greatest name.
Should we be afraid? Do they bite? I mean, I don't like any bugs, but are they harmless?
You know, as far as people go, they are harmless. And in the case of animals, they're food. And so animals are actually the main predator of cicadas. And so things like birds, reptiles, small mammals, and maybe even some domestic animals are going to eat the cicadas when they come out. But as far as people go, they are pretty uninterested in us. They are plant feeders. When they're underground, they're using kind of their straw-like mouth parts to sip on tree sap, and that's why they take so long to develop. That's a pretty low nutrition source of food for them. And then when they come up and mate, they will lay their eggs back in those same trees and then go back underground once the eggs hatch.
So is it a threat to our landscape? Is this like locusts where they're going to hatch and then get to munching until the birds get them?
So they will hatch and mate, and they'll feed very little when they're adults. And then what they will do is lay their eggs in stems and branches of trees. And so they like kind of pencil thin diameter branches.
But they're not going to defoliate what we've planted.
They are not going to defoliate what we've planted. They're really no risk to plants unless for some reason you've planted little tiny baby shrubs or little tiny baby trees this year that have really thin stems, branches, and trunks. And if that's the case and you want to protect them, you can use things like mesh and row cover to cover those bushes or shrubs or trees until the emergence is done, so for about a month.
So ecologically, how do they contribute to the ecosystem?
All right, so that's a great question. These periodic cicadas, we think they do this biologically as a way of avoiding predators. So it's essentially overwhelming all those predator communities with so much food that they get satiated and can't possibly eat any more. And then what they do to the environment is they're a huge resource pulse. And so they come out, they get fed on by some animals, they mate, they lay their eggs, they then die, and they return all these nutrients to the soil, which is really beneficial for the plants that are growing in those areas. And there's been some fascinating science that has demonstrated that the microbial community in the soils after these cicadas die becomes more diverse, more enriched, and that soil becomes healthier. So
happy for them.
Yeah, exactly. Congrats. So it's that circle of life thing, right? The cicadas eat the plants, the animals eat the cicadas, and then the microbes eat the cicadas after they die.
So we're talking to Hannah Burek, professor and chair in the Department of Entomology at MSU. Is there anything we should worry about? What about some people who say ticks, Lyme disease, those things could emerge?
Well, you know, we always are cognizant of the insects that do things we don't like so much in the environment. So that would include things like mosquitoes or ticks, our arthropod relative of insects. The best advice for any of those biting insects out in the environment, ticks or mosquitoes, is to protect yourself when you are going into places you know that they live. So wear insect repellents, things that have DEET or picaridin or a good effective active ingredient. Wear long pants. If you're hiking somewhere where ticks are going to be present, tuck your pants into your boots. Light colored clothes make it easier to see the ticks when they're crawling on your body, and so you can brush them off before they get attached. And then if you do get a tick attached, you just want to remove it as quickly as possible.
Are there, Professor, are there any misconceptions about cicadas that you like to dispel?
I think one misconception, or maybe just like lack of information for people, is that not all cicadas are periodic. And so 7 species of over 3,000 species of cicada are our 17-year or 13-year cicadas. We have then all of those other thousands of cicada species that have anywhere from a 1 to 9-year life cycle, and they don't emerge in mass. Those non-periodic cicadas are going to be things that come out in the later parts of the summer. And so they make a really distinctive noise. You kind of hear that cicada screaming. That is their mating call. And so you hear the periodic ones early in the summer in locations where they're emerging. But then our annual cicadas you'll hear later in the summer. And so while the periodic cicadas are biologically unique and fascinating, there's 3,000 more other cicadas that are also really interesting and do a very different thing in their life cycle.
So in terms of the size of this hatch, because this is a double brood, a double whammy, where will this hatch rate in others that we've documented over the past couple hundred years?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. The big dynamic with this particular brood of cicada, or these two breeds of cicadas, are that they're emerging over the largest geographic area that these populations emerge from. And so essentially the entire eastern United States, south of Wisconsin and Michigan, has the potential to experience an emergence.
What about Michigan? Will ours be as large, or will the cold snap that we've had maybe keep them in check?
So historically, there have been populations of that northern Illinois brood in Michigan, but the last time, so 17 years ago, the Michigan populations did not emerge. And so for folks in Michigan who are really interested in seeing this biological phenomenon, their best chances are going to be to pop across the state line to state parks and public areas with trees in Illinois or Indiana. If you want to drive a little further and you don't mind going to Ohio, you could go to southern Ohio, too.
All right. Hannah Burek is professor and chair in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was nice talking with you.
Did you know, guys, quickly here, Grand Haven, Michigan, you know, it may not be the first place that comes to your mind when you think of best beaches in the U.S., but according to one travel website, it's a hidden gem worth exploring, topping the list of 25 best beach vacation spots. Grand Haven, 48 acres of powdery white sand along the shores of Lake Michigan. And I'm talking about other notable mentions in this contest here were Poipu Beach in Hawaii, Ocean City in Maryland, and Clearwater Beach in Florida.
Well, just saying, that's where I went on my senior skip day
really?
A few years ago.
Grand
and they've got the Coast Guard Festival over there, which is huge, and it's kind of about that beach.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great things happening there. But,
He penned an op-ed in the Detroit News, "I signed a tax cut into law in 2015. It was meant to be permanent."